Welcome back. A court in Amsterdam has acquitted right-wing lawmaker Geert Wilders of all charges of inciting hatred against Muslims. Wilders has described Islam as, quote, fascist. The judges say the far-right politician's anti-Islam statements have always fallen within the bounds of legitimate political debate. The plaintiffs contend that his comments have led to a rise in discrimination and violence against Muslims. Surprisingly, the prosecutors had also backed an acquittal. Wilders faced 5 counts of hate speech and discrimination for his anti-Islamic remarks on websites, internet forums, and in Dutch newspapers. In 2008, he caused outrage in the Muslim world with the release of his controversial movie Fitna. The approximately 17-minute film sought to desecrate the Holy Quran. Well, let's speak now with Masoud Shadere, head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, on this specific case and get his views. He's joining us live from London. Mr. Shadere, first of all, were you surprised that the court acquitted Geert Wilders of all of these charges, the charges of inciting hatred against Muslims?
I am surprised, but the reality is that it's not really out of character with what is happening in Europe. I mean, we are seeing the rise of Islamophobia and legitimization of hatred against Muslims. It's becoming, you know, almost a daily event. And, you know, in all the cities in Europe, we see politicians, media personalities are targeting on a daily and weekly basis. And really, within that context, is not surprising, but it is surprising from a point of view that now it's official that Muslims cannot address the demonization and hatred against them within the courts in Europe, and we need to find other ways of addressing it.
Well, that is basically a suggestion that's been put forward, that if this case is acquitted and if Mr. Wilders is acquitted, this is only going to increase instances of violence and extremism against Muslims. Do you think now that that is actually going to happen for Muslims across Europe?
Well, it's already happening. It's just going to escalate it. I mean, the reality is that, you know, Muslims have been associated with extremism with terrorism. And so, therefore, the line from a Muslim into terrorist is actually very blurred and being promoted as such. And you know, we have seen the rise of fascism, not just in Holland, but right across Europe. And you know, this is really outrageous. I mean, in past, in 20s and 30s, it was the Jewish community who were being victim of these rise of fascism. Now we see the same European fascism being unleashed against Muslims, and which makes the mockery of never again concept, and is an empty word which really does not protect anyone. It seems that Europe did not learn any lesson out of his ugly past, be it at the time of Nazis or indeed at the time of Bosnia ethnic cleansing.
Well, what are, Mr. Shajare, the options, or rather the solutions that Muslims can get now or think about now that will help stop this process that you're talking about? You say it's already there and it is going to intensify.
Well, I think we need to actually create the institutions to start protecting Muslims, and then go to international community, UN, etc. But also, I think we need to turn around to Muslim nations around the world. You know, we are talking about the quarter of world population. Why is it that Muslim and Islam, it seems to be so hopelessly incompetent of defending itself against this sort of systematic abuses? What is happening to OIC? What is happening to these nations who are there to protect the interest of Muslim and indeed interest of everyone? Because we've seen that, as I said, during the Nazis or indeed ethnic cleansing of Yugoslavia, former Yugoslavia, we saw that it wasn't just Muslim who suffered, but when you unleash that sort of fascism, the whole society suffers. So we need to actually make the international community and indeed all the society to realize that we are not there just for protection of Muslims, but we want a standard which actually is protecting everyone against this type of systematic abuse and the rise of fascism.
Masoud Shajara, head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, joining us there live from London. Mr. Shajara, thanks very much for sharing your views with us.